Jim Syvertson. I'm with the CRDF Project Management, and most recently I've been involved in the grower surveys, trying to determine what the best growers are doing to maintain citrus tree health and yield in the face of HLB. We interviewed four growers, two on the ridge and two in Southwest Florida, whose names will remain anonymous, but some are big growers, some are small growers. Everybody, to a man, said that HLB has caused them to be better managers of citrus tree health and to do a better job with irrigation, fertilizer, psyllid control, and overall management of the trees.
Let's zero in on fertilizer. I think you said all of them are spoon-feeding trees now.
Yes, that's certainly a common denominator, that growers are splitting applications into as many applications as possible, either by fertigation, dry fertilizer, foliar feeding, and also control-release fertilizer. The important thing is to spoon-feed the trees into many small doses over multiple applications throughout the year.
On pest management, most of them are thinking about cutting back on psyllid control.
All of them, to a man, have maintained good psyllid management in the past, to the extent of frequent sprays for psyllid, neonics for young trees, and maintaining as small a psyllid populations as possible. Some have been somewhat disappointed in the populations of psyllids coming back in spite of intensive psyllid management. One of the things that they have considered, in spite of the evidence from the entomologists that say that psyllid management is so important, that if they need to cut back on costs, that they might start reevaluating their psyllid management program.
All of them have tried bactericides, I believe, but none think they're a silver bullet by any means.
No, that's true. All the growers we interviewed have tried bactericides, some of them multiple times, have not been impressed with their results. At least the results were variable, and they are considering cutting back on bactericides next year. Some are going to continue with bactericides in the hopes that they might get some more benefit than they've seen in the past.
Did we miss any biggies?
No, I think the spoon feeding of irrigation and nutrition management is very important in stress trees, and to do whatever growers need to do to avoid any additional stresses, that's the key.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.